Once again, Michael Feldman.
Very good.
Now, I don't get these shoes that have toes in them. What is it with that? Is that supposed to be good for you?
Well, it makes me feel a little more free. Yeah. Knowing that all my toes are there.
Like wearing gloves on your feet makes you feel free?
Basically. Yeah. Sometimes I go gloveless on my feet, too, but...
Oh. That's between you and your maker.
That's right.
Your wife, possibly. Do you run in those?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Are they good for that, or...?
It depends. Some people say that it's good, some people say it's not.
Yeah. What do you say?
It's fun.
Okay. Cool. What do they call those?
These are five-finger shoes. Actually, it should be five-toe shoes, but yeah.
Okay. Do they come in individual... Do they come in individual feet?
Yes, and they probably make four-toe varieties as well.
Oh. You were doing so well until now. What's your name?
Nathan Reynolds.
Nice to meet you. Are you a runner? No? Okay. Just like the feet shoes. All right, let's see here. Sally from Duluth says, given that we are just blocks from Madison's expansive farmer's market, if you had a booth at the market, what would you sell? It would have to be blood or some other, something else that I produce in copious amounts. Because I really don't have any produce that I actually produce. Well, that could be considered produce, I suppose. Couldn't it?
Yes.
I don't think they have it at the farmer's market yet. Maybe that's an opening for me out there. Where is Sally?
Right here.
Is that okay? That's all I have. Yeah. I don't know. What am I going to do? I'm not a beekeeper, and you know, I can't do honey.
You might be able to tap into some skills that you're unaware of, though.
I could tap into a skill I'm unaware of? I don't think so at this point. I tapped in every damn skill I thought I might have had, and I'm all tapped out in that area. Craig Dawson, who's an engineer at Electric Boat, says, who sold the first submarine to the U.S. government? I'm thinking Electric Boat did. Would I be right, Craig?
Yeah, John Holland, who was the founder of Electric Boat.
Okay, save that thought. We'll get to the details later. Okay. I guess it was a wild guess. What can four Polish sisters do in Madison this afternoon? Well, first of all, where are you going to get four Polish sisters? What?
I'm one.
Oh, here, there's one. Okay, we got one Polish sister. Do I hear two Polish sisters? Who's going to give me a second Polish sister? Two Polish sisters. Do I hear a third Polish sister?
Don't cheapen it.
Huh?
Don't cheapen it.
Come up here and help me not cheapen it, dear. You're one. Are you one of the two or three?
Yes. No, I'm one of a kind. Really. There are many that will vouch for that.
Yes. So this is Polish Sisters Weekend, or what is it?
Apparently, but I was not informed. But now I know, so yes. I should do something about it. Okay. Any suggestions?
Right? Are you
married? Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
Are you married?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So this is your question here. Where are the other...
No, that's not my question. I just butted in.
So you're not Mary...
I think somebody's ticked off
Mary
me
Moan?
Right now.
Mary Moan?
No.
Where's Mary Moan? Oh, okay. Are you Polish, at least?
Yes, I am, 100%.
Okay, all right. Stay up.
Although you never know it, right?
I don't know what that means, even.
Good, that's politically correct.
Okay, all right.
Well, thank you.
Sit down. It's these girls that I want over here. These ladies. I'll have to get in there, I guess, if I'm going to do anything with the four Polish sisters. That's a good name for a restaurant, isn't it? Four Polish, what'd you eat? Well, four Polish sisters. They got a buffet there, you wouldn't believe it, four Polish sisters. Not as good as three Serbian brothers, but it's a little different sort of thing. Irish Fest?
Yes.
Was that in Milwaukee, the one? That one?
Yes, it is.
Is that over?
No, August 18th.
Electric Boat Man?
Yep, I sure am.
You make those electric boats, or what do you do?
We build submarines. Yeah.
That's what an electric boat is, isn't it? Really, seriously.
I guess you could say that. Now they're nuclear submarines, but... So...
What part do you build?
Right now I'm working in a facility, so I take care of the buildings and all the equipment that they build them with. So.
Did you ever actually sail on the submarines?
I was 6 years in the Navy, 4 years on one of the submarines. Sure.
Did they let you out in 4 years? You got it.
Yeah.
How much of that was submerged, though?
About 3 years.
3 years underwater?
Yeah, about 2.5, 3 years, yeah.
Do you miss it?
Every once in a while, then I take another breath.
Yeah. You don't get claustrophobic under there? How far are you under when you submerge, usually?
Greater than 200 feet.
Yeah. With a bunch of guys, locked up with a bunch of guys, sleeping in a hammock or something, right?
Locked up with 120 of your worst enemies, or best friends, I mean.
Yeah. And that then never gets to you?
Not often.
What can you do, right? You got to learn to live with
it. You live with it until they let you off again.
Yeah. It's a lot like family life, if you think about it.
Yeah, but family life, you don't get periscope liberty.
That's a good idea, though. I'm going to talk to my wife about a little periscope liberty. That would be a good thing. Hello, Mary.
Hello.
Come on up, Mary. You started this whole Polish sister thing. No?
I'd rather sit.
Are you?
Goes that way.
Sorry to involve you in this. You got the bird book, though.
It really goes this way.
Oh, no. So it's Mary.
Sal?
Mary and?
Paulette.
Paulette.
D. Jane.
The four Polish sisters, ladies and gentlemen. They're looking for a good time.
At home. There's two more at home.
You know what you need? Four Italian brothers. Don't you think that would be like the perfect...
I
get...
Never too late. Never say that. All right, well, what is there an occasion, a reunion or something?
No, we just wanted to do this.
To see you?
Oh, you did.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought you wanted a good time. What's the matter?
I'm going to have a good time.
Four Polish sisters, what do they get, Mike, for being four Polish sisters?
Well, they could get make the good times even better with scrumptious award-winning Wisconsin wines from the Wolersheim Winery.
Pull your feet in. We're going to play the What Do You Know quiz, a chance for you to win fabulous prizes simply for being fabulous and wanting prizes. Now, who has the four disclaimers? Could I get you to come down here, sir, or over there? I don't care, but I'm over here. It'd be more convenient if you came this way, too. I have to walk sideways. Crabs do that. Most people, I don't know. It's taken a toll on me over the years walking sideways. And you, sir, are?
Mark Kinzer, New Berlin.
Mark Kinzer, New Berlin. Is that hyphenated, or?
Yeah. No, New Berlin, Wisconsin.
What about it?
That's where I live.
Oh, you're from. Mark Kinzer from New Berlin. That you said it so compactly, I didn't know.
I would love to. One, all questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched. All the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. Two, do pre-existing conditions from last night count? Three, persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let...
Well, you can't say that on the radio. What Do You Know? We'll be back in just a moment.
Four. All opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Well done. You improved that. Take it with you. We don't need that one anymore. All right, let's see the... Don't sit on your hands now. Let's see those hands. In the air, if you want to play the What Do You Know quiz, simply for... because you came here and you think, boy, I could do that, and it's really, come on, you dressed for it? Look at you.
Yeah.
Look at that. Man. What is that, fuchsia?
Is it what?
Fuchsia.
Probably.
Is that fuchsia?
It's pink.
Okay, it's pink, I'm sorry, man.
Okay.
Tried to give you a break on it, but it's pink.
Okay, that's pink.
You can wear it.
Oh, you want?
No, you can carry it off. Okay. You are?
My name is Gordon Dalby.
Gordon, are you from around here, Gordon?
Now I am. I'm originally from Seattle via Fort Worth, Texas.
Oh, yeah. What brings you this way?
Retired.
Oh, great. Gordon, give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
Because you need somebody that has a chance to get the answer right, but I don't know. Maybe.
So you want to do it? Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. He's confident, and yet he's not confident. Have a seat there if you would, Gordon. Makes up a home. That's your, they call you Gordon or Gordy?
Gordon.
Never Gordy.
Not unless they want to fight.
Okay. Gordon.
Okay.
Nice to have you with us, Gordon. This new voice works with the name, I think. Very good. So, Gordon, what did you retire from?
I was an environmental supervisor in a nuclear power plant.
Oh, you were?
Mm-hmm. In Texas.
Really? Did you put your feet up on the board like The Simpsons?
No. It was mostly outside field work.
Oh.
Yeah.
What were you looking for outside?
Environmental monitoring stuff, making sure we weren't like putting stuff we shouldn't out into the environment, you know.
Cool.
Nuclear radiation, hazardous chemicals, that kind of stuff.
Oh, pish tosh. And where was that? In Seattle?
No, in Texas, outside Fort Worth, Texas.
Oh, okay. Did you do that same thing in Seattle before that?
No, I grew up in Seattle.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Have you always been in this business, in that business?
Yeah, I started out like the gentleman back here on a nuclear submarine
and
just stayed with nuclear power for my career.
You guys should get together and have a couple of beers.
Or three.
Or three.
Yeah.
Where do they do that on a submarine, by the way? There's no fantail on a submarine, right?
There's no beer on the submarine.
Where?
There's no beer on the submarine.
No beer, I know, but if there were, I'm saying. If somebody had a bottle, I'm saying, you can't go on the fantail because you'd be underwater and it'd be pretty uncomfortable.
Yeah, mess
but
hall.
Is there, you know, like on a boat, right, a ship, there's the fantail and they play cards out there and they don't drink beer, of course. Galley?
Yeah, galley.
Yeah, but you can't do that in front of everybody in the galley there. Because they're going to want some. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. Gordon, great to have you here. And just visiting the town, or are you
When I retired, I've been here for about a year now.
Oh, okay. All right, sir. You live here now. Mm-hmm. Okay. What are you doing in retirement? Anything?
Golf a lot.
Okay.
Stuff around the house.
That's an odd thing to do in retirement.
Yeah.
Okay. Very nice to have you here. My screen is out again. Anyone who does this job. You can help but notice that there's nothing on my screen, nothing lighting up or anything. However, anyhow, we'll plunge ahead here. And someone can play out there with Gordon on this quiz, Mike. I don't know if you knew about that.
They can indeed.
Yeah.
If people want to play the quiz, they're willing to, they can pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669. What?
No, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at Tom Hatton. We had to wake Tom up and get him out of here.
That's 1-800. I'm sorry. I'm being belligerent.
Yeah, no, you're
1-800-WA-NO.
You're paranoid.
Or that's 1-800-WHACK-NOW.
Yeah.
And answer this qualifying question. So what's that qualifying question?
Oh, Michael? Thank you for mentioning that, Mike.
Yeah, you got one of those?
Do you prefer Mike or Michael?
Mike's probably safer at this point.
Okay. Do you prefer Arnold or Arnie?
I do prefer Arnold.
Okay.
Yeah.
This can't be the qualifying question. Oh, here it is. Okay. What or which London landmark has been renamed in honor of the Queen? If you know, give us a call here. What's that number again?
That would be 1-800-942-5669 or 1-800-WHACK-NOW.
Okay, we want to know what London landmark or which has been renamed in honor of the Queen. It's her anniversary. She's been Queen for 17 years now. Okay, Paula's on the line from Lake Waccomas, Missouri.
Yes, I am.
Hiya, Paula.
Hi.
How's the fishing at Lake Waccomas these days?
Oh, very, very good.
Yeah, or they say Waccomas.
Waccomas.
Waccomas. I was right for a change. It's rare.
It means peaceful waters.
Isn't that nice? And is it?
Yes.
Very nice, very nice. Did you have a little cottage out there? Or?
I have a house, and I have a boat at the end of my backyard. It's very nice.
How nice. Did you go out a lot, or do you just take it for granted that you have a boat in your backyard?
I just take it for granted.
Paula, what or which London landmark has been renamed in honor of the Queen?
Oh, gosh, I wish I knew. I'm going to take a...
Should I give you a few suggestions? Would that help?
Yes, sure.
Well, it could be a London Bridge, but I think they moved that to Arizona, so it can't be that.
Right.
What else they got there? Big Ben?
Mm-hmm.
Could be Big Liz now. That'd be cool. That'd be cool. Hang a purse on it or something. Just to change the gender. Is that what you're thinking?
I was thinking Big Ben, but...
Yes, you're right. You're absolutely right. Yes.
Really?
Big Liz. It is now Big Liz.
Fabulous.
Big Her Majesty, I guess they would have to say.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Well, Paul, that's great. We'll have you on board here now. And you got Gordon as your partner. Gordon's a pretty smart guy, it looks like.
Could be.
Good. Hi, yeah. Gordon.
Hello, Paul. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you.
Yeah, good. Are you comfortable, Paula?
Absolutely.
Okay, excellent. Put your feet up, and this is not heavy lifting, believe me, this quiz, but what do we got there, Mike?
Well, the categories are people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, mm-hmm. current events, science, and odds and ends.
Okay, Paul, you can have the first category. What would you like?
Things you should have learned in school.
Okay, school it is. Why do fireflies flash is the question. Gordon and Paula.
Gordon, I think they're trying to attract the opposite sex.
I'd go along with
that. Is that the way you would do it, Gordon?
Yes, I in fact.
Would you flash to attract the opposite sex?
I still have the flashlight at home.
Got out of that one pretty good. Go along with that?
I'll go along with that.
Yes, well, it's the male, and he's flying up there, and he's flashing, trying to... Female's on the grass. Totally unimpressed. Totally unimpressed. She's seen it before, but finally she...
That's one white right and zero wrong.
Okay. One white.
Yay!
Something like that.
Taking us a different direction, I guess. And what's left there, Mike?
That would be people, places, current events, science, or odds and ends.
Gordon?
Let's try science.
Science it is. Okay. Found stuck in the teeth of the proto-human Australopithecus, recently on Earth. One of the following was found stuck in his teeth. Was it A, monkey fur, B, rodent dung, or C, tree bark? Giving some indication of their diet.
I would go to, I would think tree bark.
Tree bark. Paula?
That sounds good to me.
Yes,
too.
Tree bark. Thankfully.
Yay!
Thankfully. None of the others. Well, not above it, I think.
That's two right and no wrong.
Oh, good.
And no wrong?
Yes, no
yes.
wrong. You know wrong in saying that.
Yeah.
What's left there then? Good.
People, places, current events, and odds.
Just cross them out as you go along.
That's what I'm doing. Yeah.
Not
so
mentally.
It would be
people, do it literally.
People,
cross
places, current events, or odds and ends.
Okay. Paula, what would you like?
How about current events?
You could take it all in this question. Lonesome George. Is gone. May you rest in peace. Who was he? Made all the news globally. Lonesome George. Who was that? Are you sleeping? Is that a light snore?
A monkey?
No. It was a groan. Gordon, do you know?
I'm thinking possibly a monkey or an ape.
Yeah, I was too, kind of.
Yeah. No, then I guess you don't know who it is.
No.
But that's not really what I was going to say.
No. The last of the Galapagos, giant tortoises.
Oh, he was a...
Oh,
he was
really?
Big old tortoise. Yeah, the last of his species. Yeah.
I just read about that, too.
Yeah, very sad.
That would be two right and one wrong.
Yeah. They tried to fix him up all these years, and it never worked out for him, so I can relate to that.
And the remaining categories
Yes,
are...
Oh, I'm sorry, I was going to ask you. What are the remaining... Yes, go ahead.
That would be people, yes. places, or odds and ends.
Okay, very good. So be back to Gordon here.
People and places.
People? Well, they're different.
People or places.
Let's go with places then.
Okay. You could have people in places. Or places in people, I suppose. I don't know. By law in Thailand, you must wear one of the following. Is it head covering, shoes, or underwear by law in Thailand?
I think underwear.
You think underwear?
Yeah.
Do you find yourself often thinking underwear? Or
well, I mean, you wouldn't think.
Have you been to Thailand?
No.
No?
Never? I saw a travelogue one time. And not
they were wearing underwear?
Not everybody had on head covering, and I saw people barefooted, so I'll go with underwear because I couldn't tell.
Okay. Paula, interesting.
That sounds like good reasoning, Gordon.
Well, it is, because he's right. Underwear, by
Yay!
Law, at all times, which seems a little excessive. Congratulations.
What have they won? Well, Gordon, you've won something that makes it easy to carry those homemade creations to all your special occasions, a genuine handmade woven Amish wicker basket from Layman's of Kidron, Ohio. And Paula, you'll start out your day with energy and flavor, drinking Steepin' Blue breakfast blend, and later enjoy the clean and balanced taste.
I think it's brew, by the way.
Is that what I said?
Yeah, Steepin' Blue.
Steepin' Brew. I'm sorry.
Sounds like a depressant.
And later enjoy the clean and balanced taste of Costa Rican Terrazu. From Madison Steep and Brew Coffee, we know beans about coffee. And each of you can relish the life-affirming experience of attempting to get technical help from a computer over the phone in the fast-paced card game Tech Support from Kenzer & Company. And then, for a change of pace, play What Do You Know? The Party Game, including the soothing oscillations of the Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com.
Yeah, it's a magic mic in there.
Wonderful.